Thank you and good morning. Hoopa Tribal police officers, county probation, and investigators from the district attorney's office conducted a probation search at a residence at the corner of Little Moon Lane and Shoemaker Road in Hoopa on Wednesday. Officers arrested 56-year-old Victoria Little and 34-year-old Running Bear Little, who were both on probation, after they confiscated a large amount of meth, heroin, and prescription drugs, along with several firearms. Both Littles were booked for probation violations and drug and firearms offenses and will be held without bail. The Willits Bypass Project is nearly finished, and that means Caltrans is planning a ceremony to mark the completion of the six-mile project that skirts the bottleneck in Willits. A 1.1-mile stretch of the highway will be named in honor of fallen Navy SEAL Jesse Pittman, and the last of the roadway signs are expected to be in place by the end of the month. The completion ceremony is scheduled for Veterans Day, November 11th. The Eureka Police Department is investigating an armed robbery at the Shell gas station at the corner of 4th Street and West in the early morning hours yesterday. An armed man walked into the store, brandished a handgun at the clerk, and demanded money. The clerk handed over some cash, and the suspect, described as an adult white male in his 20s, medium build, and wearing dark clothing and a bandana across his face, fled the scene, and he remains at large. Congressman Jared Huffman will be in Trinity County on Monday to hold a Coffee with Your Congressman meeting in Weaverville. The event will take place at the Red House Coffee on South Minor Street, and Huffman will take and answer questions from residents. The public is invited to attend. Liz Smith, the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods, is headed to Harvard University and its world-renowned business school. There, Smith will take part in a prestigious leadership summit that will teach attendees how to solve challenges unique to their organizations. Smith is one of 50 Boys and Girls Club CEOs chosen to take part in the course. A reminder to residents of Arcata, Granite Avenue will remain under construction today and will be closed all day tomorrow as work crews replace the road surface. The roadway will be gravel but still passable today, but will be closed tomorrow until the new asphalt has dried. Motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians should be prepared for detours and delays. A bill that will authorize the California Highway Patrol to establish guidelines for lane splitting by motorcycle riders has reached the governor's desk. AB 51 was approved by a near-unanimous vote in the Assembly yesterday and came in response to the very gray area that surrounds the practice. It was never either illegal or legal to lane split while riding a motorcycle, and last year the CHP came out with guidelines, but it was pointed out that they are not an agency that can craft public policy. That's why Assemblymember Bill Quirk introduced AB 51. It simply provides a basic definition of what a lane is. The rest will be up to the CHP about what speeds, traffic conditions, and other factors to determine when it's permissible and when it's not for a motorcycle to ride in between cars on the highway. Opponents said the practice is too dangerous at any speeds and should be banned. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The state of California, and therefore counties like Humboldt, Mendocino, and Trinity, has been inching toward marijuana legalization. The cultivation and production of medical marijuana is already legal, and for those who are working to become above-ground legitimate businesses, it means a rift has opened between them and those who still work on the black market. Undersheriff Bill Hansel provided some historical background about the marijuana industry on Talk Shop.
In the 60s, marijuana came into Humboldt County not because the ground was just right, because the climate was just right to grow marijuana. It's because of the geography and the remoteness, and just they wanted to be left alone. And then you grew a little bit more, and you could sell to your friends in San Francisco. And then people saw this as a profiteering business, and things got bigger, and now it has spiraled out of control.
Marijuana remains a key component of local economies, but with legalization close, Hansel said the tension between legal and illegal growers is increasing.
And a lot of them are, you know, up in arms, and they're actually becoming very pro-law enforcement. Some of them are actually calling us and reporting the mega grows and telling what's going on the inside. And I think people have seen the downgrade in society in general. I think Southern Humboldt's a prime example. I think you see Garberville now and Garberville 30 years ago, and I think it's very, very different.
You can listen to Undersheriff Bill Hansel talk about history, marijuana, and other topics on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.